This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Today's Supreme Court decision throwing out a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act was both personal and financial to members of Atlanta's gay and lesbian community. I spoke with Doug Brooks, who was married to his partner in Massachusetts in 2005. They have three children. But the first voice you'll hear is that of Cleo Meyer. She owns a local State Farm agency. She and her partner have been together for 15 years, and they have a 9-year-old son.
I was in tears, honestly, that the court actually ruled the way that I thought they should have ruled. You know, living in Georgia for years, we saw the amendment to the Constitution. And at that point, I thought, why do people want to take rights away from me that I think that I'm entitled to? All I want to do is live my life the way everyone else does. I adore my partner, I always have. I want to be there with her through the good times, the bad times. You know, we want for our child. We think we're great parents, and we participate in soccer tournaments and school activities and everything else. But, you know, God forbid something happened to one of us, or even when we age out and we become retired, we don't have the same protections that the couple around the corner from us does or the couple across the street does. And really all we want are the same things.
Can you understand the feelings of a lot of people who might say, look, I have nothing against people who are in committed relationships having the same benefits that I, a straight person, does, but I don't want to redefine marriage? I'm sure you've heard that. What do you think when you hear that, and can you understand people who have that position?
I think maybe in the past, I thought I could understand that as a bit of a compromise to what I feel, but I'm in no more position to judge your relationship with your wife than you are to judge my relationship with my partner. And so consequently, if I view my relationship as being that of a married couple, and if I view my family as being that of a family, isn't it about what I believe? Because it's my relationship we're talking about, not yours. You know, marriage is a term. Commitment is commitment. You love is love, and family is family. And right now, as it stands in Georgia, although my partner and I co-parent and are co-parents of our 9-year-old son, we don't really have a legal relationship whatsoever. And so consequently, outside of companies being gracious, I'm not entitled to collect from her health insurance. I'm not necessarily entitled to collect from her Social Security. I'm not protected the way that a couple next to me is. And I'm not asking for a handout. I'm just simply asking to be recognized the same way that my neighbors recognized, and asking that if something happens that I'm afforded the equal protection under the law that my neighbor is.
I can tell you that my husband has got a family policy with our three children on it. And we have been told that were I female, I could be on it at no additional charge. But instead, I spend several thousand dollars a year for a minimal policy. This is just one example of the niggling things that we have to do just to keep up with everybody else. And the question is, what are we not getting money-wise? We're able to negotiate that, but that really, to me, that's not even the point. The point is that the government is telling us we're lesser. The federal government is telling us we're lesser, and the state of Georgia is telling us that we're lesser, and all it does is burden us psychologically. Not just financially, but psychologically. It, in many ways, burdens our children. I mean, our children know that their parents' marriage is not recognized in Georgia. I mean, you know, that's something that no straight couple has to deal with.
Cleo, for you, because Doug already has a marriage certificate from somewhere, are you going to be now, because of this decision, going to go ahead and get married?
Well, it's funny. I was driving over here just after we heard the ruling, and I told my partner, hey, we're going to be in Massachusetts in August. We probably need to go ahead and validate this, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
She could come down with, you know, some illness. I'd come down with some illness. And I'm, in many respects, a product of Social Security. My father died when I was 3. And I was able to go to college because of my mother's benefits that she got because my father had passed. Connor's not going to be entitled to the same benefits if something happens to one of us. And so consequently, Connor is a child that's born in this country that happens to be born to two lesbian mothers is being discriminated against. I mean, should something happen, how is that going to change his life? And so so we want to do everything we can to insulate our family. And so I think that being said, we are planning on having another commitment ceremony in Boston in August, and come join us.
It may not come every day. It comes up every week. Something that you've got to think about that a traditional couple would just not even have to think about.
And will this change that, though?
Like I said, I think it will, because psychologically it tells people this is not, you know, just because they get married in Massachusetts doesn't mean that we don't have to recognize it, that a marriage to a same-sex couple in another state is just as valid as one here. Psychologically, it's huge. And the legal implications, it's hard to know yet, but we'll find out.
But as Doug Brooks and Cleo Meyer mentioned, many questions remain for gay and lesbian couples in Georgia, despite today's Supreme Court decision, or perhaps because of it. Avondale Democratic State Representative Carla Drenner has been in a committed relationship for years, but I asked her about whether she has any idea what this decision will mean for her and for other gay Atlantans when it comes to benefits. Just in terms of your own access, say, to federal benefits, do you think that the decision today, even though it doesn't mean that Georgia will recognize your marriage, does it mean that you would have better access to benefits, or the two of you would have better access to benefits from the feds anyway than you had before? What will it mean to you practically?
Well, you know, that's a point of confusion right now that I actually have and have been trying to find the answer out, because I'm under the impression that the ruling today only grants federal benefits to people that reside in the state in which same-sex marriage is legal. So the 37 other states across the country that have banned same-sex marriage, I'm not sure if that impacts them at all from a federal benefit perspective.
So are you saying that for you, in practical terms, there isn't much effect yet, but it is certainly psychological?
Yeah. I mean, this tomorrow when I wake up, my life will be no different than it was today. The only thing that changed was that I've watched this issue of same-sex marriage move forward and eliminate some of the barriers to entry that the federal government had put up to same-sex married couples, you know, back in 1996. So, yes, and I would say that it's offered us a discussion from a national perspective, you know, like we're having right now, you and I. A lot of people today are going to be talking about this, and they're going to be talking about it in weeks to come. So I welcome that.